Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
But it's going to come so quick. Till your eyes can't even see it. He's going to take you out of this present world and put you before, hallelujah, Almighty God. Then you'll be to marriage supper of the Lamb at the rapture or the catching away. The second coming is actually Revelation 19. Entirely different. But we're living in a time, Lord, I don't know what to do. What am I going to do? I worry about my family. I'm concerned about the church. I'm concerned about everybody going to the beach, going to see the family. That's good. They need to do that. But I'm concerned more about playing church. Playing church. When I was younger, praise God, thank hallelujah. I was preaching day and night, going. I'm older now. Something about metabolism just don't work like my 28, 40, 45, 50, even 70. There's something that slowed down. But the Holy Ghost inside of me is still as powerful as it was when I was 15 years old. If it took it then, it's going to take it now. Boy, I said a mouthful then. Now we're fudging. That means we're trying to slip this little bit here and a little bit here because we've got drunk upon the things that the world's doing. I'm looking at every one of you. I'm looking at myself, sister, because we're in a situation. Freedom of religion. Express what you want. You better not. You get up on here, you got YouTube, you got folks watching you. You get up here and you call out stuff. If you call out enough stuff, you're going to be called on the board. Worse than that. Second freedom, that's freedom of religion. That's serving the God you know, hey. You can't go over to Israel and do like we're doing over here. You can't do it. You can talk to them about Jesus, but you go and have a crusade. And I love Israel. But they said, hey, America has still got a little form, a little life left in it. We can choose what God we want to serve. You can't go to Turkey and do that. They got the worst jail. Or should I say prison? They got. You're not serving nobody but their God. Now, we may debate who God is and what's his name, where he comes from. And nobody, we really don't know. We know a little bit. You know, a little bit. But we should know all. And if you do know all, don't throw it on everybody at one time, because whatever you do know, it'll choke them, slap to death. That's a good old country talk. It'll choke them to death. They'll think you've been turned over to a reprobate mind to believe a lie and be damned. I'd rather be a little over extreme than be under extreme and not make it, in my heart. In my heart. Hallelujah. He said, if you know to do right, what if Jesus decided to come on this Memorial Day? What if he decided to come today? Would we be ready? I hope we would. I like this. I enjoy this. We got a Constitution. We the people, that overrides everything that I just named. Religion, speech, press, our freedom, it's really in jeopardy. You may not believe what I'm saying. You said, well, this president and this president, look, these presidents going to be, they do some good. We've got congressmen, we've got senators, we've got representatives, we've got people overseas, and we got satellites. We got an enemy in China. We got an enemy in Korea, North Korea. We got an enemy in Iran. And every little few minutes, if you got an iPad or YouTube, should I say, you got an iPhone, it'll pop up, threatened. They're going to shoot a missile over. Just like, you, what can I do about it? It's to scare you, hallelujah, or to make news. Then you go to read it and it says, they have said they might do something. Then you go to, propaganda. Today we see so much, use this toothpaste and it'll make your teeth look like it was before you even got born. It will. Use this underarm deodorant. You'll never grow hair there. You forget it. You'll never smell again. Use this nose spray. It'll open your ears and clear your nose out. Right. Take this vitamin. It'll bring back the vitality that you used to have. It's a lie. Your back's hurting. Use this. Hey. If they can do that with pills and all, and every time you got a television program, you can't watch Gunsmoke for 15, buy this. But the side effects is worse than what you got. He said, if you feel the heart beating bad or you got dizziness and if you get sick on your stomach, you're taking it for sickness on your stomach, it makes it worse. I brought some stuff into my wife the other day that I'd got from a doctor. And I said, read the side effects, and I want you to take this for yourself. Forgive me. She said, honey, this is what's causing your situation. She sure did. Little time-release stomach pills. She said, this here's got the side effects you've been having every morning. I said, why should I compound this stuff? But when you read this, he don't cut corners. He said, this is what the newspaper said. This is what God Almighty says. This is what Paul said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. And he said, I finished the course. That's Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. For henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not for me only, but for you also. But we don't want to hear that, because then we'll go to another translation. Let me see. Let me find the translation I really like here. Yeah, there's a good one here. Yeah, this and size up where I can live just what I want to live right here. I'm going to tell you, better be careful of all these translations. I'm not saying the King James Version is the best. I'm saying it's the best to me. I like it. I can run, get me a strong Matthew concordance, should I say, our dictionary, and I can look up generally what the word means. Generally. But if I go to the Hebrew, the Latin, the Greek, and it's got 4 or 5 words, I'm saying, now what does this mean, right? Well, I like this word the best. It fits me better. So we got a mixed up generation with knowledge is increasing. And so is deception. Don't believe everything I say. You read the Word of God and you find out for yourself. At least I'm telling you that. And I mean find out 2 or more places. Glory to God. Any way is not going to work. When I come before the throne of God, He's going to judge me and I want freedom. I hope to hear Him say, well done, Charles Pierce. You have served me well over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Enter into the house of God. Hallelujah. Taught. Freedom. Freedom. That song about our country. How does that go about this country? God bless. Come on. Come on. How many knows it? Is this spirit? This is our flag. I don't even know who I'm myself. I watched them drop caskets off of these battleships and cruisers draped in a flag. Slid it. I watched them take this flag with 50 stars on it now. Had 48 then, but still America. I watched them as we pledge allegiance to the flag of America, unto God. This represents what we should represent in our country. London, Paris, Germany. You can't go into Germany and do all this. But they say you can run to the embassy if you're an American with a citizenship. Run to the embassy. Let's get on that a few seconds. Every country should have, from our country, a United States embassy. I hope, I believe, most of them. And if you get in trouble or situation that maybe not be right, and you run to the embassy, and you stand at embassy, then America is going to check everything out. I don't know what other countries has got that much or not, but I know I've seen them run to the embassy. And the embassy should not be touched or you declared war on America. God's got representatives all over the world. And they're standing close to this, what this flag represents. Each star represents a state. There was prophecy went out about Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. I believe there was that great things in the beginning is going to take place. But it's going to spread across America. It's going to go to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. We're going to begin to see the supernatural power of God take place in America. Even though you may not think I'm on target today, I'm on target. I'm yearning to see freedom. I'm yearning to see these churches increase and say, I'm going to church as far as me and my house, like Joshua said. We're going to serve the Lord. I'm not making a political speech for no candidate. I'm making a political speech for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the God, the true God of Israel. They don't know it yet, but oh, hallelujah, this flag still stands. If you're guilty, you're innocent, supposed to be, until proven guilty. It gives you a chance. If you've sinned and got things in your life, and we see so much being filled up right now, and I won't hold you much longer, with different sexual, pedophile, all kind of stuff of one individual, especially in all of his followers. That's being exposed. But this flag still says, don't touch them until proven guilty. I don't know whether they're guilty or not. I ain't seen no evidence. I've seen a little partying that somebody put out there. I saw a man the other day was 20-something years in prison. And they found the guilty one. You can't give 20 years back. So we have got sometimes not a perfect system. But one day there's going to be a kingdom, praise God, that's going to have a perfect system. But right now, the United States of America, I'm proud to be an American. I'm happy. I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be an American. I'm thankful I was born in this country legal. I'm not judging nobody else. I'm just saying, if you can get in America, get here while it's still got some glory left. I'll close with this. We got in 1776, went on to 17, way on over there, sitting in the Revolutionary War. We got blood. We got the tabernacle plan. And they offered the brazen altar. Remember this. That's when they went in. In the Revolutionary War, there are states that soaked with our blood and British blood. And people of America. Wasn't America then, but it was becoming America. There's got to be some blood shed like on Calvary. That blood that was shed on Calvary, it rent the veil that we can go boldly to the throne of God. But he said, I won't leave you comfortless. I can't leave this out. I will not leave you comfortless, but I'm going to send you another comforter that's going to come in my name. After that, you received it, you got power in you. Now, if you'll see this, greater is he that's in you than he's in the world. It's not talking about just the devil. It's talking about the Antichrist. Antichrist is going to come. There's going to be some that's going to be, even now, we're feeling the oppression of what's going on in the spiritual realm. You wonder why your families can't just really get, because they're fighting demonic pressures, principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness, high places, fallen angels. Genesis 6, Matthew 24, Luke 21. They're fighting spirits. They're fighting archangels, maybe that fail. I don't know. I don't know what they were. I just angels. I don't know. It says principalities and powers. They, hey, you know what? Hell is united. If the church was as united in spirit and ways as hell is, we would have it all whipped up. Have it in line. When you lose your commitment to God, and I know you're under stress, don't worry about your family, sister. God's going to take care of your family. You don't worry about yours, sister. You've been told that time after, but until God does it, Brother Pierce, don't worry about the marriage. Don't worry about situations you can't take care of. Put it in the hands of God, Sister LaWanna. Sister Gray, she got this channel turned on today. Sister Gray, if you're watching this, you saw your husband draped in this casket. Or should I say his old body. And that carried around his soul and spirit. And the Holy Ghost, praise God, that left us, going to resurrect it. Put into the grave. But if he was standing here, he'd say, honey, you live for God. Sister Thomas, if you're watching this, anybody's watching, hey, your husband, Brother Thomas, would say, honey, you just keep on living for Jesus. Because it won't be long till we be coming home. You may think you're going to live a long time, and I hope you do. But if you live a long time or whatever, you remember once you got a time to repent. You got a space. And don't you ever, if you're thinking suicide or something worse, if there can be anything worse, you get that out of your head. Me too, everybody. Because Jesus loves you, this I know. He loves you more than anything. He loves you more than you can imagine. He loves you more than you can even comprehend. He cares what nobody, what kind of sin you committed. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ loves you. He is going to fight battles for you. He's already fought them. You got angels. If you could just see the angels that's here today. If you just knew the protecting glories here today, but you got to accept them and come on, Lord. Hallelujah. I may not see you, but I got faith that you're here, Lord. Come on, talk to Jesus. Talk to the Almighty God. He said, I love you. He said, my only begotten Son. This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. I got to have a little fun every once in a while. In the Lord. Not fun. But I got to tell the world that he still, if I didn't speak in tongues whatsoever, I'd still be happy. But every once in a while, I'm going to go behind the veil and speak in tongues. I'm going to get in the Holy of Holies. I may not get to lay up on that beaten gold and those cherubims, but I can lay on the chest of Jesus and say, Lord, not by might, nor yet by power, not by the strength of the old flesh, Lord. I may have to run out and run back in. But God has touched my body. God's still a healer. God's touched my wife. God's touched LaWanna. LaWanna, you enjoy your life while you can. Younger people, Mr. Lady, don't you leave here. You love the Lord because the Lord God Almighty loves you. Don't you ever leave here and think that this church or God's church don't love you. God's people love you. He loves your daddy. He's looking out for us. He loves your mother. He can just say the word, but it's a little, should I say, not Man, I'm going to say this. I've cut it. I said I was going to quit. Have you ever had people ask you about heaven? About the kingdom of God? When I was back a young man, I saw it. I saw Tinkerbell. You know what Tinkerbell is? Don't look at me like that. You know what Tinkerbell is. And years gone by, it come out with a big colorful and music. And then all the sparkles of Tinkerbell. Ting, ting, ting. And it says the Magic Kingdom. Walt Disney. I enjoyed that as a young boy. I liked the colors. I liked the tink. I liked the dust. Or the splendor. But heaven is not from Tinkerbell. Ooh, hallelujah. Heaven has got a glory that only God himself. Tinkerbell would just be not even a touch of what God's got. Disney World hadn't got nothing to what our God's got. Hallelujah, it's all clean and pure. He got a place and he wipes our mind clear. Our memory gives us a new body. We'll be at a perfect age. I don't know how old we'll be. We may be 30. But we'll be at a perfect age. We'll have a body, praise God. We can eat or not eat. We can walk through this and walk through that. We can talk, we can remember, and we can't remember. I don't know how. It just works that way. The bad things is some way just boom. The good things is that, hey, Perla, Melissa, I'll just give it to you. Brother Hollis, all about your children and yourself and your horses and all your ranch, all getting up and cleaning this old body up. Saying, Lord, if we make it, it'd be magic splendor. It won't be magic, it'd be godly splendor. God, say godly splendor. Say godly splendor. Say godly. We won't have to worry about our families. Hallelujah. Because he said he can wipe all the tears from my eyes. Revelation 21:22. You read it. There'll be new heaven. There'll be new earth. Behold, all things passed away and become anew. Am I saying this all right? Are you getting what I'm trying to get over to you? And the gifts of the Spirit, hallelujah, the power of God, it'll be so knowledgeable that we won't, hey, we'll have no need for it there because it's just God transparent. And it said there's a throne that he sets on. Come on, hallelujah. And he said he have 24 elders, I believe, around him. I'm looking at you. All I know is what I read, maybe with this time, but I want to be in the time that I can see him in this. I will see him in the splendor, I'm praying, of his glory. Well, it's time for us to quit. I wouldn't walk out of this church today. I know from what I've preached that I'm hungry to see a move of God. We're all hungry. Our bones is weary. Our stomachs are a little fat. Because we're hungering after God and we're eating things of this world. Pies and stuff that's good, but we want to see a move of God. We want to see our children all right. We want to see, Lord, we want to get together. As Brother Hollis has said to me, he says, now after service, we see people fellowshipping Wednesday night. They're liking this. They're liking this. You know, fellowship is the best thing you get. Let me tell you what's the worst thing on me at home? Loneliness. Boy, I'm going to preach now. I said I was going to quit. You ain't never had loneliness. Only what your little loneliness, you know. You wait till you get a little older and your boy don't come home. You wait till the phone don't ring as much as Brother Brian. You got happiness now. But when that phone stops ringing and the kids are not home and you can't hear them say, Mama, Grandma, I need this. That keeps you going. You say, well, I got to get up. I got to make sure the children are fed. I got to make sure the bed's made up. I got to make sure the clothes are washed. I got to make sure this and the keys. Daddy, you got keys. You got $1. You got $10. Daddy, you got $20. That keeps you alive. So quit grumbling about I sure have. You need 100? I borrow from Sister Pierce. Yes, but see, that keeps you alive. And it keeps, Brother Hollis says, when your grandchildren, hey, Mama, Granddad, I just want to ask you a question. That makes you feel like they got confidence in me. But they talk to your wife, don't talk to you. Say, well, God, what's about it? But Mama's closer than the daddy is. She carried him 9 months. Something about Mama. The church should be a mother. The United States of America is a mother. You hang on to your mother. She kept you for 9 months. She brought you up, and your daddy wanted you to have exactly, hallelujah, the best, and your mother's given you the best he needed to. This country's helped me so much. This country, I'm in dire need of fellowship with what this flag stands for. I'm in dire need of seeing people that don't really seem like they understand. Young boys on the streets marching, boys and girls, against this flag, even though it may not be perfect. It's the best one I know that we could ever have. And that White House may have all kind of situations that you want to point out be bad, but it's the best government now that I know we've got. I know it made mistakes. I know Britain made mistakes. I know the other countries, they got a dark past too. My heart's broken today. I feel the Lord. That if my people is called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, that I'll heal their lands. Turn from your wicked ways, I'll heal their lands. If my people, hey, we the people, somebody had to be genius or led of God to write that Constitution. My country. I know I got to close. The other night at graduation, it's Nevin's graduation. There were some people sitting in front of us, good-looking people. They were Oriental people, good people. I'd assume they was cleanly dressed and they was nicely. But, you know, we pledge allegiance to the flag. Good people. I never saw them put their hand on the heart. I never heard them say, I pledge allegiance. Some of them do, but this certain ones didn't say that. Had a girl that's graduated with highest of honors. She's very smart. But still, they can stay in this country and be blessed. Thank God. That's what this country's about. Serve the God that you feel like you want to serve. But I'm saying this book, it's tried to be disproved, tried to be walked on. This book called the Holy Bible is the best book that we've ever had to lead our forefathers, direct us to come over here from Spain and other countries. This book right here was carried on many soldiers to give it out, little New Testaments. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And when I go to an antique store, I look for this book. If I can find an antique Bible, I used to collect, I had so many, and find who it was given to, find out what they wrote in. I enjoy going through the Bible where someone has really, I don't want to get their personal sword, but I reverence that Bible. Some people just throw it down, spit on it. Lord Jesus, America, today is, we're celebrating a Memorial Day. I cannot go to the beaches of Normandy in the other beaches that they come in to invade Germany.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.